An international charity organization warns that the rebuilding of the Gaza Strip will take more than 100 years if Israel keeps its blockade on the Palestinian territory in place. The UK-based Oxfam says Gaza is in dire need of more than 800,000 truckloads of construction materials to rebuild its war-hit infrastructure. This is while only a small fraction of the promised aid has been received over the past 3 months. The aid agency also said some 100,000 Palestinians, most of them children, are still homeless. Oxfam urged Israel to allow the unrestricted inflow of building materials into the Palestinian territory. This comes amid the worsening situation in the besieged coastal enclave after Israel's 50-day war on Gaza last summer. It left more than 2,100 Palestinians dead and over 11,000 others injured. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Mr. Kamil Hawash, who is with the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, and he's now joining us live via Skype from Birmingham. And Mr. Hawash, this 100-year milestone, if I may call that, I'm not even sure what to term it, certainly puts into context the dire situation in Gaza, doesn't it?
It's completely horrible. What we're talking about is 1.8 million people who are in a mass prison camp. They're not allowed to leave it. They have no control over what comes in or when. 100,000 people, as you said, are out, literally out on the street in the middle of winter. Imagine if the situation was reversed and it was Israeli Jews who were facing this. The world would be up in arms and they would do everything to help them. But it seems that nobody, even though people understand the dire situation, will lift a finger to say to Israel, you cannot continue to impose this siege on the Palestinians. You must end the siege and allow them to rebuild and to have what other people consider to be a normal, free life.
And how do you feel about the Arab world's role in all of this? Because, you know, there was a lot of aid that had been pledged. I believe it was in Cairo. Most of that aid has not yet been received. What does that say about how much care there really is for this Palestinian issue?
Well, I think aid has been promised, but politics plays a huge part in this. You need Israel to agree to some sort of a plan. You need the Palestinian Authority to agree to that sort of a plan. You need Hamas in Gaza to agree to it, and you need Egypt to agree to it. And bringing all of these people together to ensure that what they put right at the forefront are the helpless human beings who are being collectively punished is lacking. So the Arab world, as usual, talks the talk, but doesn't walk the walk.
Very well, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we do appreciate your insight as well. That was Mr. Kamil Hawash, who had been speaking to us live from Birmingham.